I'm Peter, and this is Glass Hexagon, the podcast for solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, full vegans, demi-vegans, ego warriors, zero wasters, vegetarians, and everything in between. In today's podcast, we'll be talking about doctors prescribing bicycles and the two reasons I don't post on YouTube. This morning, I woke up to an article from my Google News titled "A Third of Taxpayer-Funded Bicycles on the NHS and Free Servicing." So Boris has unveiled a new £2 billion drive to tackle obesity. Essentially, he has given away a £50 voucher to have your bikes serviced and is also committing to making it easier for cyclists to bike around London. And it's also prescribing bikes to people who are obese or overweight in an order to bring down the obesity levels and increase a healthier lifestyle. A few weeks ago, I covered Rishi's Eat Out to Help Out scheme, which gives a 50% off up to £10 if you go and eat out. This scheme seems very contradictory in my eyes, and I've seen a few gyms on Instagram and Twitter asking what the idea is. Do they want to bring down the obesity levels, or are they paying people to eat out and not eat out very well? McDonald's, for example, are giving away 20 nuggets for £3. This kind of discount is exactly what I mentioned in my previous podcast when I said places like Witherspoons and Ember Inns will be able to do a bigger discount and have a bigger marketing budget to draw in people. And this will lead to some of the smaller businesses struggling. And I can see they already are, especially in Cheltenham. Some of the pubs have already had to put up their prices to cover the cost that they have lost already and cover the loans that they've taken out to keep them afloat during COVID. I'm a big fan of this scheme. If it helps people lose weight, that is great, as currently 63% of adults are overweight or obese, 3% of them morbidly obese. So to put this into perspective, if you picture this, you're out with family and friends and there's five of you, three of those people are overweight or obese. This podcast talks a lot about business and healthy eating, so I'm going to try and link it back into that and why I think that even though £2 billion is a lot to spend, it's actually a good investment for the government and the NHS. £2 billion does sound like an awful lot just to be giving away and it just to disappear and just for people to lose weight. However, the government and the UK is run like a business. So any of this money that is spent is also done so to save money or to make money somewhere else. So this is a perfect example of this. Last year, the Obesity Health Alliance reported that obesity racks up a staggering £5.1 billion just to the NHS and tens of billions to the UK society every year. So if we link that back into the investment, investing £2 billion to potentially reduce a direct spend of 5.1 and indirect of tens of billions could be a very good investment. I can see the idea behind this is it will stop people costing the NHS money just from being overweight and unhealthy. So if you're in the hospital with a heart condition or injuries just from being overweight, and even worse, if you're obese, it can really pile up the pressure on the NHS. If you're healthier, it should hopefully put less pressure on the NHS and the investment should pay itself off that way around. Added on top of that £2 billion, that £2 billion is actually going to be put into the economy. So it's not just going to disappear, it's going to go into the small bike shops and any bike repair shops. So if you've got your £50 voucher, that's going to be paid back to the business and that could go into new investment for that business or even hopefully to keep and create new jobs. And we all know the money that goes in, it will get spent in somewhere else. So the person who gets the job at the bike shop will then have more money to go into local bars and restaurants. And that's how that will stimulate the economy. So next time you read about big money being spent, especially when it's in the billions, just remember that it's usually being spent to save money elsewhere and to generate spend in the economy. And personally, I'm looking to get a bike, so I'm hoping that it's not just the overweight and the obese who can qualify for this scheme. I know some people might say, well, you don't need it if you're not overweight. You're lucky not to be overweight, but that isn't it. I spend money on my gym membership. I spend money on running trainers, spend money on running gear. I do invest in my health and to try and keep fit for that exact reason. So I don't know if I should be punished for investing already and not being able to get a bike when the bikes, you look at them, they're about £600 each. So they're not cheap. Let me know what you think. I'm interested to hear whether you're fit, healthy, underweight, overweight. Reach out to me at GlassHexagonHQ. So that's this week's news chat. And here's the usual advert for Anchor Podcasts. Last week, I spoke about 5 reasons why to start a podcast. This week, I want to talk about the 2 reasons why I don't post YouTube videos. The first and the main reason for me is the setup cost. So a few episodes ago, I spoke about how you can set up a podcast with £30 or less and in less than 24 hours. My £30 comes from buying the full Adobe suite. So if you took that out, you could actually start up a podcast with £0 and just your smartphone. For these reasons, it's an extremely cost-effective way to take your first steps into content creation. If you listen to beginner podcasts versus well-established podcasts, there may be a few differences in quality, but most of them will come down to experience. So your editing may improve, your delivery may improve, and you may get your timing a little bit better. However, this is completely different to YouTube. If you take a look at professional YouTubers, most of them run YouTube as a business and actually employ a team of people to help them film, edit, and produce their content. And now even some startup YouTubers have a background in filmography and might even have a couple of grand's worth of tech ready to produce videos from day one. For me, I don't have a few grand's worth of kit or a few grand to invest, and I wouldn't even be able to use the kit if I did buy it. So it'd be a complete waste of time and money for me. I've spoken about the setup I have. I have a Canon 250D, which can record in 4K, and it's mainly used for product photography. It is nowhere near the high level standard that some of these YouTubers are now using. For me, I want to get in the habit of creating weekly content on a podcast before I begin the more difficult process of doing it for YouTube. If you look at the videos on how to set up a YouTube channel, the biggest use of time for these people is the editing. And I think I may have to look into some help online from a website, maybe like Fiverr or Upwork. When you search videos about how to set up a YouTube channel, most of the channels will say, jump right in, all of us were rubbish when we started. And yeah, that's okay, but I don't want it to look cheap and awful and not put together. The reason for this is, if you remember from my 5 reasons to start a podcast episode, one of my reasons and the main reasons is to market my luxury vegan plastic-free toothpaste brand. And if my videos don't reflect this, and people are going to see these videos, relate the videos to a poor, unedited, unput together video, and not even click my link to see the product. Where if I wait until I've got the system I need, got the kit I need, and produce high quality video content, hopefully people will then look at my product, take a look at the site, see that the website's high quality, and purchase my product. If the only reason to do the YouTube channel was to gain confidence on camera, then yes, I'd just go ahead with it. But because I've got this luxury business, it just isn't the right way to go. This isn't really a second point, but it links on quite well to the first one. And that is the time to monetization. I know I've mentioned this in the ad that would have played, but I use Anchor. And Anchor will pay you into your account when you upload the next podcast. So if you're doing a podcast each week you'll receive those payments into your money tab. To start with, it's not all about the money. I was completely happy. I was actually ecstatic when I made my first penny. So I was literally over the moon that my business was bringing in an income. To see that first one penny in your money account is brilliant, and I'm sure you'll really look forward to it. And once you bring on dedicated listeners, you can hopefully plug your own products and increase the sales of your second business. As I've just mentioned with the YouTube channel, the whole idea of the podcast and YouTube is to create some lovely content and enjoy myself doing it, but also make some sales for Tooth Be Told. So as I've mentioned, YouTube has a high startup cost and it also takes a while to begin making the money. With YouTube, you need 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 hours of watch time in the year. That's 4,000 hours, not minutes. Yes, YouTube can potentially make much more money than a podcast, but it's a much bigger investment. For me, who is also launching an e-commerce store on Amazon Store, it makes more sense for me to start on the podcasts and then evolve to YouTube when I'm ready. The second reason I don't have a YouTube channel is I just don't have the setup yet. This is separate to the cost of setting up, and I'll explain why. I'm currently living in a house share. I've lived here for the past 4 years, and I've lived in two house shares since uni. The reason I've done this is it makes financial sense when compared to a rental flat. I pay a standard fee each month, and I don't have to worry about the bills fluctuating, going down in the summer and up in the winter. As anyone who owns a house share will tell you, I only have one room to call my own. So my bedroom is my day-to-day office, my business office, my recording studio, my editing room, my storage room. It's everything. That's personal work and kind of side hustle. Because of this, I don't really have a clean shot to film for my YouTube. So my desk faces the window and my bed's behind me. Yes, you could say, well, if you wanted it enough, you could make it work. And yes, I agree with you. However, I'm moving into a new house with my girlfriend in less than a month, so I'm going to leave it there. So this links back into point number one, and it just doesn't make financial sense to invest in a cool new setup yet when I'm going to be moving in a month. Also, Glass Hexagon is a registered limited company, so all of the initial spend will go into the setup cost and therefore be claimed against any profits I make in year one. A few listeners have asked why I set up a limited company rather than a sole tradership, so I think I'm going to add that into the content calendar for a few weeks' time, so keep an eye out for that. So there are my 2.5 reasons for why I don't post YouTube just yet. If you're thinking about launching a YouTube channel or a podcast, let me know and reach out at GlassHexagonHQ on Twitter and Instagram. That was today's podcast. If you enjoyed it, please follow me so you're kept in the loop for the next week and send me a message on Twitter or Instagram.